It's still early hours, but Phum Chai Thai is in the lead with Pho Thai and Kla Tham trailing behind. Voters in Thailand are electing a new parliament under a two-ballot system. All 500 seats in the House of Representatives are up for election. The first is the constituency vote, where they choose a local candidate. There are 400 constituency seats, and a candidate with the most votes in each district wins. The second is a party list vote, where voters select a political party. There are 100 such seats, and they are allocated proportionally based on each party's share of votes nationwide.
And our three correspondents are standing by across Thai capital Bangkok. Saksit Sarsamat is live at Phum Chai Thai's headquarters, Leong Maiket at the People's Party's base, and Jeremy Koh at the headquarters of the Pho Thai Party. Let's get to you first, Saksit. Saksit, results about an hour ago, a preliminary vote count starting to trickle in. What have you seen so far?
Now, these numbers that we are hearing right now and that we have also shown you earlier, they are not even fresh. They are still actually pretty raw. And just to give you some context here, there have been about 101,000 polling stations all across the country. And according to the Election Commission, only about 2,000 or so have finished counting. So, yes, right now it looks like that in many constituencies, the Phum Chai Thai is leading the count, but that doesn't mean that any of these seats have been called yet whatsoever. So, and especially when we are looking at the map from the Election Commission right now, we're seeing a lot of blue. But again, that doesn't mean that any of these seats have been confirmed whatsoever. It doesn't mean that any of these constituencies have actually completed that count. For example, I'm seeing still a lot of gray across Bangkok. So that means that here in the capital, all 33 seats, that's going to still take a while to be counted. Normally, from past experiences, it's going to take about 2 hours for the initial count. The Election Commission itself said that there is going to be a preliminary result by 11 p.m. local time. So it is still very early to say anything yet where the night goes. We have seen this kind of pattern in past elections before, when it looked like it was going to go in one direction, and then as the night went on, it swung in the other direction. So the night is still very young.
We need to be careful on those results. But Phum Chai Thai as a party would have every reason for jubilation if there's any suggestion that it might be getting the most number of seats. Any early indications on that?
No, even before the polls, they have been very confident that they are going to be in the driving position. They're not only profiting from a young incumbency, that they have been in government for just 3 months as a caretaker government, as a minority government, before they have very suddenly dissolved parliament in December, triggering a very early snap elections, of course, hoping to get a mandate of 4 years. So then, of course, also for the Phum Chai Thai party, actually, they don't even need to finish first. They can actually finish second and then hopefully cobble together a coalition of like-minded parties and easily trump the People's Party, for example, even if the People's Party has the most votes, but they don't get any coalition partner, then it means game over for them. So this is why we are hearing from the Phum Chai Thai Party, according to sources, that they are very confident that they are going to be still in government after this election here. We are, as you can see, at the Phum Chai Thai headquarters. Many of the party's leadership and executives have already arrived here with a smile on the face, but not a very bright smile. So they are keeping their cards very close to their chest as well. Prime Minister Anutin Jambirakun has voted in Buriram province earlier today. So we're going to listen what he has told the media there.
แต่เราไม่สามารถที่จะไปบังคับจิตใจพี่น้องประชาชนได้เราได้แต่นำเสนอแล้วก็มีความคาดหวังว่าพี่น้องประชาชนจะให้ความมั่นใจ
Now, about the whereabouts of Mr. Anutin, we understand that Mr. Anutin's presence here at the Phum Chai Thai headquarters really much relies on the results. If it looks good, then he will appear and hopefully talk to us and we will get his first reaction. If it doesn't look good, well, maybe this will be a very quiet night here at the Phum Chai Thai party. But whatever is going to happen, we will be here and bring you all the latest results, reactions and ramifications.
Oh, thanks for that. Saksit, Maiket, are you at the People's Party headquarters? Just hearing Saksit there saying the presence of the caretaker prime minister, Anton Chanwirakul, would suggest the results for Bum Chai Thai Party. You know, you are at People's Party headquarters. Officials, they're waiting for results. What's the mood like there?
Well, Weisu, as you can see, all you can see behind me is the People's Party's logo and a rostrum, and that's an indication that the leaders are likely to speak with the media when the preliminary results are finalized throughout the night. Now, this is a very tight space, so I can't pan to show you what I see, but I can tell you what I see in front of me. There are dozens of tripods and cameras lined up in an orderly, semicircle fashion, all waiting for the would-be potential media conference. Now, we are all quite comfortable. This is an air-conditioned place. We're all dry. There's water, there's tea, there's coffee, there are even snacks. But outside, it's raining cats and dogs. Now, earlier, there was actually some space set aside for supporters to have a little bit of a watch party. Because of the rain, that has been dismantled. Now, the party leaders are unlikely to say anything definitive. You heard Saksit Sayosombat say earlier that it's still too early to tell. So there is unlikely that we'll be hearing anything concrete from them. That said, I ran into one of the former party leaders, Thanathorn Chonorungkit, here. Very brief exchange. We exchanged pleasantries and I remarked to him, oh, you've got quite a tan on your face. And he laughed and said, yes, it's been a very intense campaign for the party in the last few weeks.
Wykett, whatever numbers People's Party gets in elections today, they need not look too far in the past to see what could stand in their way of forming government and taking over prime ministership in Thailand. What hurdles would stand in the way of the leader of People's Party?
Well, earlier we spoke to the leader, Nathapong Rungpanyawut, and he sounded cautiously hopeful. Now, before that, he had said that there's now a very real chance of being a prime minister because the Senate is now no longer involved in choosing the prime minister. Now, earlier, he'd also spoken to reporters, and I asked him, what is his benchmark and definition of a strong mandate from voters? Let's take a listen.
We will get the mandate from the people, and we promise to the people that we will form the people's government to bring the policy that benefit for all, not for the few in the country.
Now, one of the leaders had also told me, Mr. Wirayutkan Chuchat, said that if the party were to win the most number of seats this time round, it gives them an advantage. They can lead the agenda, they can look for parties who are able to reform to their ideologies and work together to bring stability back to the country. That said, there are also conditions that have been set. For instance, not working with Klartham. In short, it's really because of the political differences that both parties have. And People's Party has specifically said that it will not support Mr. Anutin Chanwirakul to be Prime Minister because they see their previous coalition as an act of betrayal. That said, many analysts would have you know that in politics there are no forever friends or enemies, so we'll have to keep a close watch on how the coalition discussions take place in the coming weeks and months.
I think that's CNA's senior correspondent, Leong Wykett. They're live from the People's Party headquarters in Bangkok. That's ahead to Jeremy Koh now. He's outside Poor Thai's headquarters. Jeremy, we framed this election as we went into this program as a three-way battle between populists, progressives and conservatives. We've looked at conservative likely Bum Chai Thai, progressive People's Party and populist, I take it, would be Poor Thai Party. What are its chances right now at this ballot box?
Well, Weisu, supporters here at the Per Thai headquarters are also closely watching the results anxiously. But it was also raining heavily here. And as you can see behind me, the crowd is not as large as in previous years as well. We spoke with some of them. They said that some of them said that they are quite confident that the Per Thai party would win the elections, while others expressed some anxiety, saying that, as one of them said, 50-50 chances for his party. Now, the race is widely viewed as a battle between the conservative military-backed Bum Chai Thai party and the reformist opposition People's Party. And pollsters have placed Per Thai third in the race. Now, that's a position that the party will be very unfamiliar with as it's dominated Thai politics for more than two decades. Now, this time around, it's hoping for a comeback with another Shinawat member, Thaksin's nephew, Yochanan Wongsawat. He's a 46-year-old biomedical engineering professor. Now, he said his wider focus is on science, technology, AI, and building a new economy. And earlier today, he urged voters to play their part.
Yeah, I think that would be a very important day for Thai citizens. I would like to invite everyone to come out for the voting. And not just only the voting, this time that would be some of the referendum as well.
But even though the Pertai is running in third place, according to opinion polls, these same polls also show that none of the parties will secure an overall majority, which makes a coalition government very likely. If so, Pertai could emerge as a powerful kingmaker, capable of supporting either the election winner or the runner-up to form a new government. But a poor showing today could also mark the end of Pertai as a serious political player. So this election is extremely important for them.
Jeremy, this... I suppose the relative end to dominance for Pheu Thai recently linked in part to what we have seen on the border between Thailand and Cambodia. That border conflict has affected numbers at the box.
Well, exactly. The Cambodian issue is what led to this election today. So a short summary of what happened. Brief but deadly armed clashes along a section of the disputed border between Thailand and Cambodia last May led to the deadliest fighting in a decade between the two countries. Now, dozens of people were killed, while hundreds of thousands were displaced. And fallout from that conflict toppled the Patong Tan Shinawat government. She was one of the Patong Party as well. This after a leaked phone call between her and Cambodian Senate President Hun Sen, where she appeared to blame the Thai army for inflaming tensions, and she also called Hun Sen an uncle. Now, the fighting between both countries may have stopped right now, but the conflict remains very fresh in the memory of many Thais. And some have said that they will not vote for Pheu Thai this time around because of the border conflict. Now, in contrast, Mr. Anthin's party has taken the strongest stance on the issue and is the most hawkish. Now, Pheu Thai has also tried to show that it's committed to defending Thailand's sovereignty, and today's vote will indicate if the issue has caused any lasting damage to Pheu Thai. But, you know, this has, you know, it's still very fresh in the minds of many Thais, and election monitors also said that there were initial fears of disruption along the border during today's polls. And I spoke with one of them today, and here's what she said.
Before today, we very worried that the border conflict may be interrupted by the violence or the shooting from Cambodia. But finally, this morning, we see that there is nothing, not much conflict. A little bit, but finally, they can find a solution. So that means that the polling station at the border, at the conflict border, can be done peacefully.
And Jeremy Cole there, bringing us news from the Pheu Thai headquarters. Success Sosambat at Bum Thai Thai's headquarters, Leong Wai Kit at the People's Party base, and Jeremy Cole, as we just mentioned, outside the Pheu Thai party base.